RDJC.
I just got a few blocks before I get home. How you doing? N0TR.
Got the grandkids here last night, so they're... Dad's going to pick him up a little bit later on this afternoon. I think he had to go into work. They're off all this week, but he's going to work for a while yesterday and today. Hey, you got a nice reloading set up there. I wish I had something like that here.
Well, I got your picture of your satellite, and it sounds a lot like Rudy does, doesn't it? And that's a beautiful HT you got there.
It's APRS, which is basically packets, 1,200 baud, and it does sound. What I showed you was slow scan TV, and yeah, it is. It uses the same method that it uses on HF, just using it on VHF. And the Russian side of the Russian module is the only one that does it. They have a couple of radios on that side. That was they were using a Kenwood. It was actually a Kenwood 700, which is a Kenwood mobile rig. And the other side, the U.S. side of the space station uses a Kenwood D710, which is a mobile rig. And it runs about 25 watts. Most time it's been modified, make sure everything's okay for use in space, that sort of thing. But otherwise, it's the same rig. The 700 and 710 are very similar to each other, but the little 74 I use, they discontinued that rig this past year. They couldn't find a semiconductor, so they discontinued it. Kenwood is not even making any more mobile or handheld radios right now that I know of.
N0TR. Well, Jerry, I used to use slow scan on HF back before they had the internet, and you'd get pictures from Africa and all around the world, and Alaska and different places. It was really interesting, although it took a couple of minutes to fill up the front of that old 486 computer, I think it was, back in the day. I didn't do a lot, but I did do some, and you got some really interesting pictures from there of all kinds. But it sounds like you got a good setup. I don't think I could stand that sound anymore. But what's that feed into to where it's intelligible, Jerry? I'm just not privy of that. It's N0TR.
But you don't have to. You can turn the volume down the radio. The D-74 has in radio recording, and I just set it up to record it in the radio. And all you do, Tom, is take that recording and play it back into an iPhone that's got an app called Black Cat, which is a slow scan TV app. And you just play it back into the mic of the iPhone, and it decodes it. I think the app's free or a couple bucks or something like that. You don't need anything sophisticated to do it. It just takes a handheld, and you can take any handheld when they're sending them, even a scanner, if you can record it, or use the app to record it as it's transmitted. It can decode it. It's not a complicated thing. I think they run probably 10 or 15 watts, maybe more than that, on the slow scans. The signal's really strong. I was using an arrow, a 3 element arrow, 2 meter, 440 satellite thing that you can use. You can even hear it on a rubber duck. It's so strong, usually.
When you talk about shortage of chips, it's even affected my son-in-law's job up in Michigan, and he's corporate level. And we just went to Toyota, and I picked up some oil filters. I always keep some spare ones here. I don't change it anymore. Used to, but I always take my oil and my filter wherever I get it changed. But there were no cars even in the showroom over there at Toyota, and I hadn't been there in a while. But hardly any in the lot. It's really sad. sad situation we're in, Jerry, I'll tell you for sure. Well, I got cold stuff in the truck here, and I need to get out of here, or my ice cream cones are going to melt. Once in a while, we get some of those ice cream cones from Walmart, and if we don't have anything else to snack on at night, well, we'll have one of those. Jerry, it's good to hear you, and you take care, and I'll say 73s and clear with your final, sir. This is Gerald TR. Go ahead, Jerry.
Tom, you guys have a nice afternoon. Just got to miss you at the end of the day. Take care going home. Talk to you later. 73-NZ-TR, M4-DJC.
Okay, Jerry. I had a brain fart there. I couldn't remember your call for a second. And yes, it's misting up here, but no big rain. They say a possibility of thunderstorms tonight in the wee hours. So heads up on that. N4DJC, N0TR, clear.
B2RCL, N4DJC.
Go ahead.
Been on in a bit, but I heard you and Tom in there. I thought I'd chime in and tell you I hope you had a Merry Christmas and have a Happy New Year.
Hope everything's going well with your family and how's business?
You know, everything's going good with the family and business has slowed down a little bit, which I kind of like. I want to take a month off or so, but still got a few projects here and there I'm working on, but plugging along. Hope everything's going good for you.
I've been on the radio very often. It seems like since sometime in early October we've been busy with things, and I had a wedding to help plan. Well, didn't help plan it, but we wife did a lot of work on it, and we spent a few days out in Atlanta, and then just seemed like Thanksgiving blows through. We got Thanksgiving and we had our grandkids for 4 or 5 days back in. Right before Christmas, when the folks with parents went down to Vegas, and we got them, had them again last night, so they're here today. So we've been pretty busy with stuff, and I just hadn't been on the air very much. I got my radio set up upstairs, and I'm just running indoor antenna right now. I'm not running anything outside at the moment, but I just hadn't been at the radio. I've been monitoring some, but excuse me, it's hard to. I can't hardly hit the repeater from here in Anderson without using the handheld with rubber duck. I gotta have something a little bit more power, more antenna.
On that, yeah, I've been kind of busy, hadn't been able to jump on as much as I'd like. But I am about to destinate here at the house, so I'm gonna slide off from here. Like I said, just wanna chime in here real quick, tell you hope y'all have a Merry Christmas and have a Happy New Year. This is K2RCL. I'll be clear on your phone.
Good one then this afternoon. Like I said, it looks like the weather's not going to get a lot better, but maybe it'll cool off after the weekend. But anyway, have a good afternoon. Good hearing from you. We'll talk to you later. N4DJC, clear.
K4OYM. Name's Walt. I'm located up here on Lake Bowen. How's your day going?
Well, it's great to hear you. It's been a while. Hope y'all had a very Merry Christmas. I'm sitting here in the parking lot of the post office while my wife waits inside in line. I'm doing good. I hope you're doing real good, my friend.
Been on the air much in the last 3 weeks. I had something wrong with my mouth and my throat. It's real, real sore and raw, and I had a knot come up under my neck, right under my chin, and the doctors thought it was for the VA had changed some of my medication, and they was treating me for a yeast infection in my mouth. I finally went to a specialist yesterday, and he took me off of a bunch of my medication, and boy, he gave me a shot in the rear end of penicillin, if I'd have been crippled, I believe that was a straighten my legs out. Man, that thing burned and hurt. But by last night, I was feeling better. Last night was the first night I'd called the net in about a month. I couldn't talk. Nobody could understand me. Still today, I'm slurring my speech, but it's for my tongue is still swollen up. But I am a whole lot better. I'm down here in my shack trying to move some stuff around and build me some shells. I've got so much radio junk in here, I can't hardly move. I got four Bonanker receivers tore down, waiting on parts to come to me, and I finally got them the 2 days before Christmas, and all four orders were the wrong ones, so I'm just trying to put these radios back together and put them up on the shelf till this shipping situation gets straightened out, if it ever does. But right now, I'm just sitting here. I done took a bunch of trash out and burned it, and come back here and got me a cold Pepsi and sat down and tried to get the energy up to finish the job today. But other than that, I'm doing all right.
Well, I'm telling you, it just sounds good to hear your voice again. I've not been much on the net myself either, mostly for lack of a base station. The handhelds do okay, but I just don't like using a handheld to work a net for some reason. Just call it pet peeve. But I'm real sorry for the woes you've been having there. It sounds like you've been through quite a trial with the swelling of your tongue and your throat. It must have been absolutely miserable. But for what it's worth, you are sounding good to me. I can definitely recognize you. I immediately recognize you. The Lord's blessed you with a very distinct voice. So as soon as you keyed the mic, I knew who I'd be talking to, KO4RMM.
I believe it, but I got my ticket in 1976, and I always worked CW because I got a novice ticket, and you had to know at least 5 words a minute. And then they finally gave us the phone privileges on 10 meters. But I was Mike Shy. I kept that novice ticket up to three years ago when I went and got my tech. I went back the next month and got my general. But I was still scared of a microphone. And then when Miss Karen, her radio died on her, she was the Tuesday night net control station. And I believe Robert Wagner was the net manager then. And for some reason, I got in contact with Robert and told him I was interested in taking Karen's place. And I shattered the net control stations for about 2 weeks, and finally I told him, I said, I think I'm ready. And that night, the first night I called the net, I said, what have I got myself into? I hate a microphone. But I got through that first night, and I've been calling it almost a year now. And you wouldn't know I was Mike Shy the way I get on here and call the net, K4OAM. Back to you.
Bro, I am KO4RM. And Walt, I tell you, all those wasted years you denied us that nice voice. We'd love to hear you on the air, man. You're natural, and it's never hard some voices you almost hurt your ears to listen to. You want to turn the volume down or the squelch up or both. Not so with you, my friend. You've got a real good voice. You come through real clear. You don't talk too fast. You immediately sound like my best friend. You're on there, you know, even though I never met you. So that's my take, Walt. I'm glad that shot of penicillin started to do its trick. Sometimes you just need the big gun to deal with and to contend with things like yeast. I used to be a pharmaceutical rep for a specialized type of drug that very few people have ever heard of. And I used to call them a very large area because there were so few doctors. I only called on specialists. And I remember talking to a doctor about how hard it is to kill a yeast infection and or a fungi, any kind of fungal infection, particularly in the lungs. Sometimes that's easy to use. That's when you use the big gun antifungals. Pick it up.
The VA said I had the beginning stages of COPD, and they put me on a butyrol, and I believe it was Spiriva, then Halers. Now, I was supposed to use them every 4 hours, but I only used them at night. When I went to bed, I'd get the wheezing and get congested. But they never told me that I was supposed to wash my mouth out after using them. And the doctor said that's where I got the yeast infection from. Well, I got a refill on both of them. Well, they took me off of the Spiriva, said it wasn't strong enough, and put me on, I believe it's called Stiletto. And I got a refill on them the other week after they told me that that's what caused the infection. And I got that, it's like a scroll in there. Paper's about 12 inches wide and about 12 foot long about all of the side effects of the drugs. And I read through all of that crap, and nowhere in there did they say wash your mouth out after use. So yesterday, throat, ear, and nose specialist, he took me off of both of them till this stuff clears up. And I'm taking 875 milligrams of amoxicillin or something like that for the next 10 days. And I'm feeling better. At least I can get on the radio and talk now. I told them last night when I called the net that they'd have to forgive me that but I hadn't been drinking rum, that it was my medication I was taking. But it's been good talking to you. You said you were at the post office. Which post office you at?
Here at the Orchard Park Post Office, just kind of near Pelham Road and Haywood Drive. My wife's been in line a record length of time now. I'm probably going to just call her on the cell, see how she's doing.
Where Orchard Park is, back before I retired, I was a heavy equipment operator right at 50 years. And I done a lot of clearing and grading and footings there in Orchard Park. When I was digging the footings, I got paid by the foot. And I had two Mexicans that couldn't really speak a word of English, but man, they caught on quick. I taught them how to set up a laser for me and shoot the grade, and they would stick one finger up and one finger down to tell me how many more inches I needed to go to get it on grade. And I took them two Mexicans, and man, I was making triple what the other crews were making. Then at the end of the month, you got a big bonus, and then at the end of the year, at the Christmas party, you did get a big bonus. I think about the smallest Christmas bonus I ever walked away from was about the first year I was there. I thought I'd get $200 or $300, but I walked out of there with $3,800 bonus. And from then on, it only went up, and I worked for that company about 12 years. Yeah, if I hadn't had that stroke and fell and broke my neck, I could still work. And man, I miss running operating heavy equipment. K04, RMM, K4, OIM.
Well, I'm kind of in the middle of things right now. If you still got some connections in that area, it might be something I might look at. I'm sort of freewheeling right now, and right now I'm just sort of looking at all kind of different things, so I might as well throw that in the bag as well.
I couldn't wait to retire. I done retired when I had that stroke. About the last 12 years that I worked, all I done, if you want a government job, you've got to have at least one certified equipment operator on that job. And I'll bet you in the whole state of South Carolina, they've worked 10 certified operators. So I got to work. I could pick which jobs I wanted, the ones that government jobs. And about the last 10 or 12 years, all I did was airports. And I loved that working on an airport job, because every time a plane comes in or a plane's going to leave, they sound an alarm, and you have to lower your boom or whatever down to the ground, shut the equipment off, and sit there till that plane taxis up, lands and taxis up, and they shut the engines off, and then they'll sound the alarm again for you to start back up. And out of a 10-hour day, you might work 3 hours. The rest of it, you're sitting there waiting them up, waiting on the take off or either land and shut them down. So I really enjoyed them last few years, especially after they came out with the enclosed cabs with heat, air conditioning, AM/FM stereo, and you didn't have to turn and look. You had a camera on your boom, you had a camera on the back, and equipment now is like playing a video game. I mainly run an excavator or a dozer, and it's all operated now with joysticks. So I don't believe I could run a dozer now, but I know I could run an excavator. But my daughter's raising sand if I say something about going back to work. K04 RMM, K4 OIM.
I'm telling you, I'm just taking all this in. I've never heard this before. This is entertaining stuff. I didn't realize any of that about the life of a heavy equipment operator. Sounds like you had a great career. I'm happy you're able to retire on your terms, sir. Happy you're enjoying your retirement. I'm going to be destinating here very shortly. I finally got my wife back. They only have one clerk working the desk at the post office, so that just that explains the backlog there. Just pulling back up to the home, I'm going to be clear on your file, sir. It's been a real pleasure. Walt, as always, KO4RMM, I wish you a fine day, sir, and a happy new year if I don't talk to you before then.
We're in now. that means I gotta get up and go back to work and get these shells in here. Yeah, I hope you and your wife and family, y'all have a happy new year. I had a pretty good Christmas. If I hadn't have been sick with my throat, I couldn't even eat Christmas dinner. I'd lived off of chicken noodle soup and milk and coffee for the last 3 or 4 weeks. So I'll go ahead and clear out too and get back to work in here cleaning and putting these shells up. KO4RMM, K4OIM73. Been good talking to you.